Okay, today, ladies and gentlemen, we're continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Bamitzia, and we are up to parak Dalet, Mishnah Tes. Eilat Zom Shein Lem Hona'ah. There are certain things that are not subject to mispricing to all the dinim of Hona'ah, which we said if it's off by a sixth, then it's a din of Hona'ah. If it's more than a sixth, you could be in Batal HaMekach. So the following are not subject to these laws: Ha'avadim, Vashtaros, Ha'karkaos, Hekdeshos, and Nebuchadnezzar, Ashtar, Karka, or Hektish. Even if it's off by a lot, you're not going to be able to demand to get your money back. Einlan tashlume kefel, and that same list of things, you would not pay kefel if you steal them. Below tashlume rabbi chamisha, and you don't pay all of the hay if you stole it and shechted it or sold it. Shomachinam ein neshman. If you're shomachinam, you would not have to swear about those things that you weren't posheya. Venos yisachar. If you're shomer sachar, you wouldn't have to pay for them if it was a Gnev Aveda type of case, and these are all Gzeres HaKasav type of things. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kachim Shehu Chayv Bachriyusan, any Kachim that a person is going to be responsible for if it were to get lost or to get ruined, and he would have to replace it, Yesh Lanana, there's going to be a Din of Lanana because that's yours. V'sheinu Chayv Bachriyusan, but if it's an animal that's designated as a carbon, that you're not Chayv Bachriyusan, that if something were to happen to it, so that's it. So now you don't have to bring the carbon, so then it's not yours, and therefore in lan ona'a, it does not have a din of ona'a. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af hamucher sefer Torah, even if somebody sells a sefer Torah behema, or he sells an animal, a margolis, or he sells a precious gem, ein lan ona'a, there is no din of ona'a, because sometimes people are willing to pay lots and lots more than what others are willing to pay for those items. So that when we say that things don't have ona'a, you can't just keep adding to the list. It's only the things that we had mentioned at the beginning of the Mishnah that were on the list. Mishnah Yud, Kshem Shona B'Mekach Memkar, just like there's Ono when it comes to Mekach Memkar, Kach Ono B'Dvarim. So too, there's such a thing called Ono'as Dvarim, by using words in a way that is considered to be painful to another person, such as Lo Yomar Lo, a guy should not say to someone who's selling something, how much does this cost? V'hu Einar Ratzalikach, but you are not an honest customer, you're not interested in buying anything, so that causes agmas nefesh, because he thinks he's about to make a sale, and he's not going to. If someone you know happens to be a bal tshuva means anyone who did tshuva for any avera, you're not allowed to say, oh, remember when you used to steal or curse or cheat or whatever, you know, you're not allowed to remind him or Michal Shabbos of any whatever avera he used to do. Imhu ben gerim, if you have a person who descends from gerim, lo yomer lo zuchor maaseh. You should not say, oh, your forefathers used to be goyim who would eat nevelis and trefus and things like that. Shenemar v'ger lo son of v'lo silchatzenu, that you're not allowed to cause pain to a ger, and that would certainly qualify in terms of ona'as tevarim. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Tes, we said that there are certain items that are not subject to ona'a, avadim, shtaros, karkos, and hekdeshos. That same list of items are also not subject to kefel or dalet vehei, or a shomer chinam swearing that it was not pashaya, or a shomer sachar paying for Gnev Aveda. Rabbi Shimon had said that there is when it comes to Kachim, it depends whether there's Onah or not, depends whether you're Chayiv Bachriusa, which would mean there is Onah, or you're not Chayiv Bachriusa, which means there's no Onah. Rabbi Yehuda started adding to the list of things that don't have Onah, Sefer Torah, Behema, Margolis, and the Chama said back to him, no, you can't add to the list, we only have the original list at the beginning of the Mishnah. And then Mishnah Yud taught us that just like there's Onah when it comes to transactions, actions, there's also such a thing called ona'as dvarim. So if you know if you're shopping in a store, you shouldn't ask for the price of something when you know that you have no intention whatsoever to buy it. You should not tell a bal tshuva to remember what he used to do, nor should you tell a ger to remember what his parents used to do. But next time we'll pick up with Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yud Aleph.